A Mother's Release by Stephen W. Emmerich. So, it has come to this, that only the mother can release. Yet this tearing, so deep I cannot bear it. No one should be asked to do this one thing. And the house needs cleaning so badly, and the girls are pestering their brother again, and loaves must be baked to sell in the market, and if my husband does not stop, I better watch where I walk now. The sun will be up soon, and the Pharaoh's daughter and her guards will be about, and her handmaidens preparing for the sacred washing, and I and my basket. Oh, little one, shh! Soon the wisp-driven ripples will carry you to God, and I pray you will be safe. But first I must step into the ripples of time, here as the wind plays her flute of reeds, for if it were not for her music, my heart would break, and I would surely drown myself here and now. But as I feel the water rise upon my feet, I will trust the one who comes through the flute of reeds to carry you, my little one, my beloved, to the water's edge of a new land. On your way. Be gone. May God be with you and me and us. Oh. Now fly, little sister, fly among the reeds and be mindful to watch to see where the spirits will carry your little brother and report back to me what you see. For I must be on my way. For there is leaven to prepare, and new wine for new wineskins to be made ready. And a broken heart to be mended.